Testing, testing, testing.
My name is Charles Edwards. I got this story from my mother, and it's about my grandma. When she was a little girl, she came over from Italy to the United States. You know, she was about seven or eight. And she came over on the boat, I think it was about 1904, something like that. And, you know, on the boat, they used to treat people like cattle, you know. They didn't have any decent quarters or anything like that. And so when they got over here, my grandmother and my great-grandmother lived in poverty, and they were so poor, it wasn't funny. And so every day that my mother, she went to work, my grandmother went to work with her. And they had the child labor law. And so, you know, the bosses didn't care, but the people from the government did. And they used to have inspectors coming around. And so my grandmother, every day, the inspectors would come around. She used to hide under my great-grandmother's dress. You know, they had them big things, you know. So when the inspectors came by, they didn't see nothing. She got away with it.
My name is Sean Cease, and I got this story from my mother. Well, it was about 1920, and my grandfather and his son-in-law were, my grandfather was investing in real estate because there was a real estate boom, and he asked my son-in-law to, his son-in-law, to go with him to look at his new property, and they took the ferry from 34th Street, the dock, and went over to where is now Long Beach, and the property was underwater, and they finally dredged it up, and it was became Long Beach, and they moved there and they made a lot of money. And the next story I got from my father, and my
yes, sir, that's my baby, no, sir. Look me, baby, yes, sir, that's my baby.
Stopped it by shooting a gun at the crew, and then they went to Cuba, and there was a revolution, and they couldn't land, and then when they finally landed, when the revolution was over, they got off the boat and they had to travel from one tip of Cuba to the other by troop train, and then they got on a boat at Havana to go to the Florida Keys, and they were sick. And my grandfather thought they were lost at sea because there's no radio. And then another story I got from my father was about when he was in the circus, and they were in I think Louisiana, and there was it was an afternoon show, and it was real hot, and everybody was half asleep, and there was a lion tamer in the cage, and he was taming the lions, I guess. And there was one sleepy old lion, and this lion tamer was the kind of guy who shot. And he just shot at the lions with this cap gun. And so he got this one lion all riled up, and he was usually very gentle, and he jumped on the lion tamer and took his pants off. And then another story I got from my father was they were in I think Georgia, in the circus, and it was very, very hot, and they were filling the these barrels with ice water for the men to drink, and all of a sudden the barrel would be empty, and then they'd fill it, and all of a sudden it would become empty again, and this was going on for hours, and they finally found out this elephant was coming in and drinking it up.
and the war started. And then her aunt in Finland wanted her to go to Finland, because so she, well, anyway, so they wanted to be in Estonia. And then she got, then I think some uncle or something, well, anyway, he made some arrangements so she could go with a warplane to Finland. Anyway, and then she got to Finland, and she, I think she went to Swedish school there so she would learn Swedish. And then she went to Sweden for a summer. But then the war started in Finland, so she stayed in Sweden.
Testing, testing. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Her cousin or something came there, and he lived there too. And then she met my father, and they got married. Yeah, that's all.
My name is Linda Zekiel, and I got the story from my father. My father's family lived in Richmond. They were old Southern family. So during the Civil War, my father's family fought for the Confederate side. And I think one of my relatives, I'm not sure, I know I have one of my father's relatives fought for the North, so I think one of them helped burn down Richmond when they burned down Richmond. Another story was that I got from my mother. During the war, World War II, my mother worked in Washington breaking the Japanese codes. So she told me that unless you didn't have a necklace that is a similar for a pass, that you could get shot for walking on the sidewalk of the White House. And she said the way that you break codes were that be the first letter of every word. Like the Japanese, like, would be pulled out of certain parts, so it'd be like a P-O-O-P. So it'd be like pot, old, words like that, to symbolize pull out of port. That's all. Well, there's a certain, they have a certain book that has all these things in. That's all. Oh yeah, we have one relative who fought at Gettysburg and was killed there.
Okay, all right.
One of my father's relatives was Spanish, and he was a famous sculptor. And if you ever go to Arlington Cemetery, when you first walk into it, there's this big arc, like I think like Gothic, and he sculpted it. So he went to Italy, and he was knighted by the king, I believe, of Italy. So his name was Sir Moses Ezekiel. That's all.
Speaker working yesterday, man.
Should I say my name?
Yeah.
Oh, Jack. My name is Joseph Soto, and I'm in the eighth grade. Thank you. Well, it's about my grandmother told my mother this story about her mother. It was that when she lived in Puerto Rico in a place called Madrigues, that this man, he used to ride around in a horse at night, at about 12 o'clock every night. That was a habit that he had. So then one night he was going through a little road, and he saw this coffin with nobody carrying it, just floating in the air with four candles on, a candle on each corner. So then he fell off the horse and he broke his arm, and he told the story to everybody, but nobody would believe him. So then one night my grandmother went with him, and he was walking around, and he saw the coffin with the candles, and the horse fell, and he got killed.
He got killed?
Yep.
How about your grandma? Did
she see it? Yeah, she saw it, but she didn't get killed.
Tell him about the ghost you saw, Joseph.
Yeah, with well,
yes.
Easy Joe and Joe.
That's it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Testing, test.
I'm Greg Lynch, and I'm in the eighth grade, and I got a story to tell that my grandfather told me. It's about he's on my father's side, and he lived in Ireland. It's about a fox that was supposed to be the most clever fox in the world, and he was always laughing at somebody because he always tricked them. So once my grandfather was supposed to be hunting him, and he was on his trail, and he went up to a man, and he walked between his legs like a cat does, and rubbed his hairs on the man's leg. So the man walked away, and the dogs caught the man's scent, and they chased after the man instead of the fox. And my grandfather said that nobody ever caught the fox, and that if you catch him, you supposedly get his humor, and then some little fairy likes you, and he'll give you his pot of gold. And that's the story.
All right, now go ahead.
Well, my name's Noah Kinnickstein. I'm in the eighth grade, and I have something to tell about my great-grandfather. He lived in Poland, and he was a fisherman, and he immigrated here, and then my grandfather, you know, he was the son of my great-grandfather. When he grew up, he was a house painter, and it was in the Depression. And, like, my father had to do all these things, like how to sell pumpkin seeds. And one time he waited on a bread line for 2 hours and brought home some meat. And when he got home, he couldn't eat it because they were kosher. And so he had to go all the way back on that bread line and give it back. Let's see. Yeah, it was poor. And let me see. And my father once told me the story about this man named Sean. Where my father lived, it was up in the Bronx, right near Coney Island. And there was this... It's in the Bronx. And so...
Coney Island is in the Bronx?
No, he lived in the Bronx.
Yeah, go ahead.
And this man named Shorty, you know, he packed bananas and took bananas and he imported and exported them. And, like, one time he got, you know, the tarantulas, they were riding on, they came from the other countries. So one time Shorty got bit by one, and so he took his knife out and he slashed where it was, you know, and he just, you know, let it bleed. Okay.
Do people know what a tarantula is?
I'm Felicity Newbro, and I have a story that my grandfather and my mother tell me. One time, my grandfather wanted to trick my grandmother, so he got my mother. My mother was only a little girl, and he got my mother to tell my grandmother that while she was gone, a big dragon came flying in the window with a purple tail and green wings and polka-dotted belly and stuff like that. And when my grandmother came home, my mother did that, and she was believing her and everything. And then my mother said, and she said, "Is Frida home?" And my grandmother was saying, "I don't know any purple dragons." And every time my grandfather tells that story, my grandmother gets very embarrassed and she starts crying.
My name is Maurice Beavers, and I'm going to tell you a story, not a story. It's about my great-grandfather and where he came from. My great-grandfather came from Ireland, and when he got here, he married my great-grandmother in New York, and then they moved to Virginia, where they had 10 children, one of which was my grandmother. So then my grandmother got married to my grandfather. And then they lived in Halifax, Virginia for about 20 years or so. But then they didn't like it down there and they moved to Buffalo, New York. And there they had my mother and my Uncle Rudolph. And then my mother, well, she came to New York. She met my father and you know the rest.
Sam has a story to tell us, people. He's kind of embarrassed, but he does have a story to tell us.
My name's Sam Cassidy, and I got this story from my mother. And her mother and her aunt came from Poland. Thanks, Andy. And they always had a superstition in the family that when a newborn, when a baby was just born, you're supposed to turn the other way and spit three times. So,
how many?
Spit three times. And then the, one day my uncle went to his, my uncle's friend brought their newborn baby home. And they all started the, everybody got in line, start the spitting thing. And, there were about 20 people there. It was like a reception for the family. And everybody did it. And when my uncle's turn came, he only spit twice. And 10 days later, the baby died of a disease.